Fortunately for women, men and cultures are changing. It is reported that a generation ago, many men appeared to be selfish lovers, and society helped contribute to the he-man self-images that made them seem like animals in the bedroom. Sexual pleasure from the little woman was assumed to be their divine right, and their relations were usually one-sided experiences that left an affectionate wife with the frustrated feeling that she had been used, not loved. Such men were, and some still are, sexual illiterates, totally failing to comprehend a woman's emotional or physical needs. Assuming that he had the gift of intuitive knowledge in this department, a man took his innocent bride to their love nest and taught her only what she needed to know to satisfy his sex drive. It is no wonder that many wives began to lose a desire for sexual intercourse, and lovemaking turned into a chore. Even worse, some frustrated wives became evangelists of coolness toward sex. Consequently, young brides went into marriage dutifully warned that homemaking, motherhood, and a good reputation were wonderful. But the one drawback to marriage was the bedroom scene. The modern Christian husband has been challenged by the Word of God and his pastor. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. Husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25-28. Thus, a Christian man today enters marriage more sensitive to the love needs of his bride and more concerned with her satisfaction. He respects her as a special creation of God, who should be accepted and understood. During the past decade, several books on marriage dealing quite frankly with the subject have given men a greater understanding of women. Unless a man's head remains in the sand, he can learn many things about her. And the more he knows about her, the more he can tailor his affectionate passions to her emotional needs. A sage once said, "A woman is the most complex creature on earth." Certainly no reasonable man would claim to understand her fully. However, after dealing with husbands of these delicate creatures in the privacy of the counseling room, my wife and I have discovered to a greater extent what the act of marriage means to a woman. Every man can profit from this chapter. The more a husband knows about his wife's erotic needs and what the act of marriage truly means to her, the more he and his wife can enjoy each other, not only physically, but in every other area of life. Let us consider these five significant areas that show what lovemaking means to a woman. 1. It fulfills her womanhood. Self-image psychology is the rage today. Every bookstand carries several self-help publications, and many are bestsellers. We Christians do not agree with all their humanistic conclusions, but we certainly cannot deny the important truth that lasting happiness is impossible until we learn to accept ourselves. Surely this is true of a married woman. If she considers herself unsuccessful in bed, she will have a difficult time accepting her total womanhood. It should not come as a surprise that almost every bride feels insecure when she marries. From ages 18 to 25, few people are secure. It often takes from one-third to one-half of a lifetime for people to accept themselves. Naturally, being a spirit-filled Christian contributes to a good self-image. But marriage is one of the most important decisions a person makes in life. Consequently, any normal person will face it with a degree of trepidation. If a major part of married life proves unsatisfactory, it complicates one's self-image. Not incidentally, we have yet to counsel a woman who has a good self-image if she has no desire for sexual intercourse. One way to understand the function of the female mind is to contrast it with the male thought system.